The Seafarer from Time Machines. The Seafarer is a 124-line poem. His themes, imagery, and rhythms anticipate much of the great sea literature in English, from Herman Melville's Moby Dick to the works of Joseph Conrad, Malcolm Lowry, and William Golding. The Seafarer deals with the experience of the outsider, and in many ways the poet's exiled state anticipates the modern notion of the artist's estrangement from society. In this sense, The Seafarer achieves a remarkable degree of complexity. It begins with a lament at the suffering of a life at sea, compared with the comforts of land, until the speaker understands that this exile is what he wants, that he prefers to live a life of hardship on the waves, rather than having the security of land. In the second part of the poem, he explains his reasons for this choice, saying that all the things that civilization provides in order to avoid facing mortality, all its riches and comforts, are nothing more than pointless vanity. In this regard, the poet speaks of a life of death lentils on land, to which he prefers a life of perpetual motion, one that embraces the flux of existence and the transience of the moment, as represented by the sea. In the first part of the poem, the speaker, a sailor, tells of the hardships of a life at sea. The sea that is evoked in the first part of the poem is hostile and violent one. Its ice cold and seems to be an inhuman, elemental world deprived of softness or compassion, a world blown clear of love. The poem evokes this desolate atmosphere also through reference to sounds, the smashing surf or the death noise of birds. But in the poem, the sea is not simply described. Its movement is reflected in the poem's rhythm. The use of caesura gives us the impression that the lines of the poem are like waves that overlap. Just as one falls away, the next is already surging forward, driving the poem on in a perpetual movement.